Hello, my name is Neil Collish. I'm the Research Director at Physicians for Smoke-Free Canada, and I'd like to talk today about Heather Crowe, who worked for us for a number of years as a volunteer. I first came to know Heather in 2003. She contacted us in the summer. She had seen our executive director, Cynthia Tallard, on television. And Cynthia was speaking at a rally that had been organized by the pub owners who were still fighting Ottawa's smoke-free bylaw, which came into force in 2001. And 2 years later, they were still trying to fight it. So Cynthia was on TV giving an opposite point of view. And Heather called us up and said she'd seen Cynthia on TV and she needed some help. And would we help her? And then she told us her story, and it was that she had been diagnosed with lung cancer, even though she never smoked a day in her life, and she didn't live with smokers. However, she had worked almost all her life in restaurants, 40 years of inhaling tobacco smoke at work. In Heather's words, the air was blue where she worked. The diagnosis wasn't too good, and she was looking for help to file a workers' compensation claim, and could we help her with documentation? She was already smart enough that she'd hired a lawyer, so we worked with her lawyer and provided this lawyer with documentation, and she actually won her case. But along the way, she also alerted Health Canada to her plight, and she did this because it happened that the assistant deputy minister in charge of the tobacco program would sit and drink his coffee and read his paper every morning in the restaurant where Heather worked, and Heather would serve him. And one day he noticed that she was looking a little out of sorts and her arm looked to be sore. And he asked how she was, and she said, not too good. And he asked why, and she said, well, I have lung cancer, and it looks like I got it from secondhand smoke at work. And he said, would you like to be in a commercial for us? And she said, yes, she'd do anything to help. So it turned out that the commercial was released, and she won her occupational health and safety claim all in about the same day, in the middle of October in 2003. And the commercial was seen all across Canada. And a little while later, she came back to us and said, well, all that was pretty good, and she was glad of the help that we'd given her, but now she wanted to help us, and what she wanted to do was make sure that she was the last person in Canada to die from secondhand smoke at work. So we said, okay, Heather, that's great. It's going to take a while, and you're going to be exposed to a lot of media. We'll make sure your face is on television all across the country and in the papers, and we have to tell you that people will criticize you even when you're sick, and we'll do our best to protect you, but it's not going to be an easy ride. And she didn't hesitate. She was on for the ride, and we then embarked on crisscrossing Canada. We went back and forth to many different locations all across Canada, wherever people were interested in hearing Heather's story. And through 2004 and 2005, wherever Heather went, bylaws and provincial laws followed to ban smoking in the workplace. She'd just tell her own story clearly and simply, and legislative change was the result. Unfortunately, Heather passed away in May of 2005, but now her legacy remains. Canada is entirely a smoke-free country. All 14 federal, provincial, and territorial jurisdictions have laws that ban smoking in the workplaces and public places.
Neil, despite the fact that that legislation is in place, do you think there will be other Canadian workers that will die from secondhand smoke in Canada?
Unfortunately, it's probably already still happening. The effect of secondhand smoke is cumulative over a lifetime, and even if in most jurisdictions people haven't been exposed for one or more years now, There are a lot of people like Heather who will have had 40 years of exposure, and they may suffer the consequences, and it may be fatal, and it may be very difficult to even understand that their condition was related to tobacco smoke at work.